Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What all happened this week in the United States of America? Stunning, surprising, unexpected perhaps, not that unexpected. In any event, I'd like to start with the events last Sunday, and then this the subsequent developments in historical order, focusing first on President Biden. Newsmax wrote on July 21, President Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 race for the White House on Sunday. That was last Sunday. The decision comes after escalating pressure from Biden's Democratic allies to step aside. Biden's decision came as he has been isolating at his Delaware beach house after being diagnosed with COVID-19 last week, huddling with a shrinking circle of close confidants and family members about his political future. Breitbart added on the same day, July 21, Obama and Pelosi stand out among Democrat leaders for not specifically endorsing Harris. That was then. The New York Post commented, Obama said Democrats would pick an unnamed outstanding nominee. Some Democrats fear that Harris, the 59-year-old vice president, could further diminish the party's chances against former President Donald Trump. And then Breitbart continued, Political reports that Biden's White House and campaign aides learned the news that Biden is dropping the same way the rest of the world did, by Biden's statement on X, formerly Twitter. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi issues a statement thanking Biden for his service, but not offering any endorsement of Harris. Last week, Pelosi told colleagues that she supports an open and competitive nomination process if Biden drops out. That was then. The Sun wrote on July 21, English journalist Piers Morgan asked, If Biden is unfit to stay in the presidential race, then surely he is unfit to remain president too. He also wrote, You, addressing Nancy Pelosi, literally just led the plot to end his career. Biden reportedly considered Pelosi the main instigator behind the push to drop out. He also reportedly said former President Barack Obama was the puppet master behind the operation. Then we have this report by Daily Mail, dated July 21. Early on Sunday, that is before Biden announced his dropping out of the race, early on Sunday, a slew of Biden's allies went on the airwaves to insist the president was not stepping down and would continue his re-election efforts. So let me ask, who or what convinced him to change his mind so abruptly? This is very strange, as is his tweet half an hour after his initial announcement that he would drop out to endorse Kamala Harris, even though his wife Jill had allegedly insisted earlier that she would be fully opposed to endorsing Kamala if her husband would stand down. Some felt First Lady Jill Biden was the only one pushing for her 81-year-old husband to remain on the ballot. Now, if that is so, who or what changed her mind, I might ask. To recall, the New York Post had written on July 19 about the mounting pressure on Biden to stand down, and I quote, President Biden is digging in his heels and vowing to get back on the campaign trail next week. Former President Barack Obama, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and New York Senator Chuck Schumer are just three of the powerful Dems who have apparently counseled Biden to throw in the towel. Now listen to this comment. Can we all just remember for a minute that these same people who are trying to push Joe Biden out are the same people who literally gave us all Donald Trump a source close to Biden scoffed to NBC News. The idea is like he wanted to run in 2016 and Obama convinced him not to and let Hillary Clinton run. And of course, Hillary Clinton lost against Trump. Now, something's really rotten in the state of, not Denmark in this case, but in the state of the United States. And so, after Biden stepped down, the New York Post wrote on July 22, after Democratic bigs knifed Joe Biden in the back, wresting the candidacy from his stubborn, locked grip, they rushed to valorize him with praise and glowing political obituaries. They have called him a patriot and a hero. The trinity of Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, especially with the backing of the big money donor class and Hollywood hotshots, in a calculated campaign to remove the president, threatened him with the 25th Amendment in a palace coup. Behind closed doors, they were likely calling him four-letter words, not suitable for a family newspaper. The only person who gave it to us straight was the Democratic senator from Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. Spare me the soaring accolades from people with their fingerprints on the blades in our president's back, he said. And so the article continues that Biden was clearly bullied into submission by party leaders. But you see, the cover-up of the House, the White House, continues. The New York Post wrote on July 24. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insisted Wednesday that President Biden remains sharp as a tack and absolutely could serve another four-year term, stunning journalists at her first briefing since Biden dropped his re-election campaign over concerns about his mental acuity. Look, he didn't step down from campaigning or from running because he didn't believe he can serve in a second term. That is not why, Jean-Pierre claimed, to the incredulity of the press corps. The press secretary said the 81-year-old president's decision to drop out Sunday and endorse Vice President Kamala Harris was in the best interest of the country and the Democratic Party, and that viewers should stay tuned for a further explanation from Biden in an 8 p.m. Oval Office address on Wednesday. It has nothing to do with his health, Jean-Pierre claimed. Asked about allegations that Biden's inner circle had covered up his cognitive condition, she asserted, it is not a cover-up. But of course, Kamala Harris was part of that cover-up, as were so many others. And when it comes to Biden's explanation, in his address, he didn't give any further explanation. Nothing. Nothing at all. The Daily Mail wrote on July 25, President Joe Biden mumbled his way through an 11-minute farewell address to the nation and claimed he could have served another 4 years if he wanted to. The president said he had chosen to pass a torch to Vice President Kamala Harris because it was time for younger voices, and he believed that would unite the country and save democracy? Are you kidding me? The New York Post wrote on July 24, Joe Biden said his farewell to the nation Wednesday night. There wasn't a word about his age, his recent public stumbles, his health, mental acuity, or the pressure from his party. There was no apology and no self-reflection. Instead, Biden sermonized on the importance of character and telling the truth, as if he and his White House hadn't spent years misleading the public about the president's capacity to do the job. If you watched looking for a warm endorsement of Kamala Harris, you didn't get much. Biden said nothing about what she actually contributed to his administration. But then, what is there to say? Biden insulted the intelligence of his listeners with claims to have defeated crime and secured the border. Again, I say, something is awfully rotten in the United States. Something which is of great concern for democracy. Let me focus a little bit on Kamala Harris. Breitbart wrote on July 22, "By Monday night," now remember, Biden stepped down on Sunday, "by Monday night, Harris had the support of at least 2,471 delegates, more than the 1,976 delegates she'll need to win on her first ballot. No other candidate was named by a delegate contacted by the AP." So they all want to hand it over to her. The Wall Street Journal wrote on July 24 that it took Harris only 2 days to complete her quote-unquote takeover of the Democratic Party. Now efforts are being made by the Democrats to rewrite history in order to portray Kamala Harris as less than the self-wing radical that she had been known to be. The New York Post wrote on July 22, "At her core, Kamala Harris is a far-left authoritarian demagogue. Harris' agenda better resembles Bernie Sanders, not Biden's. In the Senate, Harris champions the $10 trillion Green New Deal. Then on the campaign trail, she boasted, 'There is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.' In 2019, she went so far as to say that she would abolish private health insurance entirely. Harris doesn't even bark at tax rates of up to 80%, even calling the idea fantastic. She hopped on to the destructive Defund the Police bandwagon, applauded Los Angeles for cutting its police department's budget by $150 million. She promised to wield the Department of Justice against pro-lifers. She urged her followers to donate to bail funds for the sick rioters who unleashed hell on America's cities during the summer of 2020. During a previous campaign, Harris promised to implement a sweeping amnesty program for illegal immigrants." And that brings me now to Barack Obama and his wife Michelle. Because, as I had mentioned before, up until actually today, they had not endorsed Kamala Harris. Rather, the New York Post wrote on July 24, "Following President Biden's shocking exit from the race on Sunday and his immediate endorsement of the vice president, most of the Democratic elite have been quick to rally behind Harris, but Obama is a notable exception. Obama is very upset because he knows she cannot win," the Biden family source told the Post. "Obama knows she is just incompetent, the border czar, who never visited the border, saying that all migrants should have health insurance. She cannot navigate the landmines that are ahead of her. She cannot debate. She is going to put her foot in her mouth about Israel, Palestine, Ukraine. She is going to say something really stupid," the source said. "Obama knew this was going to happen. Joe Biden knew this was going to happen. Now she is going to have to answer real questions." The White House did not respond to the Post's request for comment on the story. Wonder why? Article goes on. According to the source, "Obama's hope was to get Biden out of the way, and an op-ed written by George Clooney in the New York Times asking him to step aside was a part of that plan. However, the higher-ups in the Democratic Party didn't count on Biden endorsing Harris right away, and Obama was shocked when the president endorsed her, according to the insider. Obama is furious that things haven't gone his way, which is why he is not joining in the Democratic Party support for Harris," the Biden source added. Now, on July 26, the Obamas, both Barack and Michelle, endorsed Harris, as wavering Pelosi, Schumer, and Jeffries had already done in the meantime. The Democratic National Committee expects to hold a virtual nominating vote that would, by August 7, make Harris and a yet-to-be-named running mate the official Democratic ticket. So, then, we would have a fight between Harris and Trump. And as we know, Trump was saved from a bullet, which could have easily taken his life. Many see this as divine intervention, with an obvious intent behind it. Regarding Harris, she is coming to power due to unusual circumstances, as she would have never gotten the necessary support in a public vote. It will be interesting to see what will occur in November, as that candidate will be placed in the White House who is to bring about biblical prophecies, which must be fulfilled prior to Christ's return. And the Bible tells you all about it. We have prepared a booklet, The Authority of the Bible, which shows why the Bible is God's word and totally reliable. And it goes also into many prophecies which have to be fulfilled. So please ask for a free copy of this booklet. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.